Live show. So I want you guys to dial in at 319-527-6756 and press 1, and my producer will put you in the green room and we'll chat about whatever you want. You guys can call in with your comments, your concerns, and even your questions. Tonight we are going to talk about previous shows, whether it's a man's pain, generational curses, or even ladies. What do you do when you've done everything right and it's still wrong? Like, we are definitely going to convey our truth right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. So the first thing I want to talk about is, because I get a lot of questions, well, Lo, how do you know about a man's pain? Well, a lot of men tell me that they have pain from mother issues, women issues, abandonment issues, and just not being appreciated. Women, we don't appreciate our men. Like I said in the previous show, we want to tear our men down. We don't intentionally do it. Well, some of us. Some of us don't intentionally do it. But some of us do, right? We want to tell them what they are, what their mother didn't teach them, and what their father didn't show them. And then we want them to be our king. Well, how are they our king when we treat them like crap? So we're going to dive into that. And then we're going to talk about generational curses. So I need some seasoned folks to call in, because a lot of young people don't know what generational curses is. We wonder why we are having suicide attacks, right? Why are we trying to hurt ourselves? Did we see our mother hurt herself? Did we see our father hurt himself? Where are these generational curses coming from? So I definitely want to talk to some seasoned folks, right? Me, as an individual and a person who always tries to convey our truth, I had a lot of generational curses, right? I dealt with some things. I dealt with molestation, definitely dealt with suicide attempts. And for you guys that don't know, generational curses can trickle down to your children. My children had very suicide attempts, right? But it's because of what they seen. We don't know that we exhibit behaviors to our children, right? So we're going to talk about that. And there also, I want to touch bases on how women, we affect our children. When we are out here dating our men, because I had a conversation with a young man and I told him, I date for my children. Yes, I'm like Madea. I do whole investigations, right? I want to know what he got going on. Because one thing about molestation, when we invite these men into our home and we don't do a thorough investigation, that will play a part on what happens to our children, right? My kids call me a CSI, a FBI. I'm the police on speed now. I definitely want to investigate what's going on, right? So we don't talk about it. I have a caller in the green room. Oh, I thought I did. I'm sorry. I don't have a caller yet, but I'm definitely waiting on you guys to call in. So, again, the number to call in is 319-527-6756. And you guys want to press 1, okay? 319-527-6756 and press 1. My producer will bring you in the green room, and we'll chat about whatever you want to chat about. We can chat about previous shows. We can chat about your life and what God has brought you from and where you are now. We can talk about past issues, abandonment issues. This show is completely about conveying your truth, right? So I came up with conveying your truth because I was tired of being in the dark. Everybody thinks this pretty girl and they just assume I had it all together, but I was a whole mess and I needed to be able to convey my truth. I needed for God to allow me to hold a mirror in front of me and say, Miss Lowe, you are not all of that. So I was like, hey, let's convey our truth. Okay, I have a caller. Andrew is on the line. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing good, Miss Lowe, and I just want to thank you for your honesty and speaking the truth, and you are a breath of fresh air for the radio airwaves. So thank you for your service, and thank you for your gifts.
Well, thank you, and God bless your whole life, and thanks for listening to Conveying Your Truth here on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you, Miss Lowe. By the way, I love your name, Miss Lowe. I don't know if that's a nickname or not, but my name's Andrew, but I go by Dice, if you don't mind calling me Dice. That's what my daddy called me when I was a kid.
Okay, Dice. Does it have any meaning to it? Where did he get Dice from?
Well, when I was a little kid, he used to play craps at home just for fun, not for money. And I remember one time I rolled like 5 7s in a row, and it was like a miracle, and that always stuck with the family. And from that day forward, my daddy called me Dice.
Okay, Dice. So do you have a question about conveying your truth? Do you have anything that you'd like to chat about? Okay.
Yes, and, you know, you are a beautiful woman, and I, as a man, I need a woman's perspective on something. You know, Mother's Day is coming up.
Okay.
And my dad, God rest his soul, who would name me Dice, he passed away many years ago from a heart attack. And it's been very, what's that?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's been very troubling on my mother. We've been through a lot. And this Mother's Day means a lot to me because my mother, she's gone through severe depression with the loss of my father. And I wanted to do, my question to you, Miss Lowe, is that I want to write a special Mother's Day card to my mother to convey how special she is to me. And my main goal, Miss Lowe, is to make my mother smile. She used to laugh all the time, and she hasn't laughed in years.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, how can I be sincere and make her laugh in a Mother's Day card? How would you write it?
Well, I would remind her of something she did when you was a child that really touched her heart, whether it was helping her cook in the kitchen, to just making her that special picture when you were in grade school, to even coming in after school and giving her that sweet hug that little boys do. Remind her of how great of a mother she was to you. Take all of that and put it into a letter. Mom, I appreciated you. You were the first person who loved my life. I thank you for giving me life, for making me into the person that I am and molding me to be the perfect person for someone, right? Remind her how she showered you with love.
I love that. And so here's the dilemma I have. Here's the crossroads I have. And this is where you come into play because of your brutal honesty and your loving and sincere approach to things and to opinions. You know, I told you my mother hasn't laughed a long time. So when I was a kid, we used to watch Red Fox and we used to watch Richard Pryor. And my mom loved Richard Pryor and my mom loved Red Fox. And my mom's a spiritual woman, but she loved a good dirty joke. That's okay.
You're fine.
And we all do. You know, we're all humans. We're all adults. You know, no harm, no foul. I wanted to write a poem saying how much I love my mom, but I also wanted to make her smile and make her laugh. Like, I wanted to take on the cadence of, let's say, a Red Fox or a Richard Pryor, but I want to make sure that I'm not crossing the line. So, like, nothing, no curse words or nothing like that, nothing dirty, but I wanted to give you an example. I wrote a poem. I said, Mom, you're the greatest. I love you. There's no one finer. I'm so glad I came from your vagina.
That's not bad. I mean, is it going to make her laugh? Maybe, you know, but you want to be discreet in everything that you do, right? So even though your mom loved dirty jokes, Richard Pryor and Red Fox, we call him Fred Sanford, right? They had great jokes. So if that will make her laugh, that's your truth, right? You want to make her laugh, not everybody else. Everybody else doesn't matter. It's whatever will make her smile. So use your discretion. See what, you know, would make her happy and her smile, even if you have to go back and replay some Red Fox scenes, some comedy shows.
I like that idea. But that's the thing. Like, I want to just make sure that I you know, because she hasn't laughed in so long. I wrote, "Mom, you're the greatest. You're the best to me. I'm glad you didn't suck off Daddy. Instead, you had me."
Okay, that's a little too far. We're going to be honest and tell the truth. We want to be respectable at the same time because she's older. I would pray and hope that her mind is all there. So we definitely want to be discreet and respectable. Honestly, I don't think that it's appropriate that your mom hears what she done with her husband, and then it's you. So we want to be discreet about everything that we do and respectable to our parents, especially.
I get it. So, right. So I know that's what I'm crossing that one out. But the first one coming out of a vagina is okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Nothing that has to do with her doing other obscene things. We just want to be discreet in everything that we do. So pray about it is what I would say first. Pray about it and just see where it goes.
Right. All right. And I got one more. I said, "Mom, you love, you know, my daddy called me Dice, but she called me Little Nut, you know, because I was just kooky, you know. I always try to make her laugh because, you know, and you might not be surprised based on my questions, and I apologize to you if they're silly. But it means a lot to me to make my mom laugh. So I said, "Mom, you know, I was your funny man. Mom, I was your nut. I'm so glad you had me and didn't take it in the butt."
Okay, Andrew, I super thank you for calling. And I would just continuously say pray about it and ask God to lead you in the direction. I definitely have other callers, but please pray about it. And I thank you for calling.
But...
family, if you have comments, concerns, or questions that you guys want to talk about previous shows or anything that you're going through, please call 319-527-6756. Press 1, and my producer bring you in the green room. I definitely thank Andrew for calling, asking, you know, ideas about a poem and things of that sort of thing. But I definitely appreciate him for calling. So, family... yes, I have to laugh. A lot of things in life that we go through and that come across us, we definitely have to laugh. We have to laugh about everything because everything that we go into life is a lesson, I feel, right? People saying things, people doing things, it's a lesson learned, right? You might be offended about it, but you definitely have to pick your battles, right? With that being said, people get offended all the time. It may not be the right thing, but it's something that we have to go through. So let's continue on talking about different things about the show. So family, I want to know, right? I got to get a woman's perspective on something. So ladies, when you guys have done everything, say you have this perfect guy at home and like you doing everything right, and he's just coming in nagging and such and such, do you guys be like, "Oh, he got somebody else. He trying to argue so he can go and be with somebody else"? Or do you just, what's going on with your spouses? I really want to know that because I have a lot of friends and they just be like, "He coming in and he doing X, Y, and Z." And of course I say, pray about it. Like, what does God tell you to do first? As a Proverbs 31 woman, as a God-fearing woman, do we pick our battles? Or do we engage in confrontation with him? So a lot of people call me and they ask me questions, and I'm an honest person. First, I'm going to say pray about it. Then I'm going to do what my first lady at the Word Church did with me. She would say, "Look, what you do? Did you cuss him out? Did you get on his nerves? Like, you know, what's going on?" So family, call in at 319-527-6756. Press 1 and get brought in the green room because I want to talk about some things. I want to talk about a man's pain. Like, fellas, what y'all out there feeling, right? What's going on in y'all head? Do y'all feel appreciated? Do y'all feel taken advantage of? You know, I definitely want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. I got some things to tell you. I also want to talk to you guys about the upcoming shows. Is going to be everything, y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all definitely got to tune in every Monday at 7:30 p.m. So just call in 319-527-6756. Press 1 and come into the green room. Let's talk about it. Let's convey our truth. Let's see, you know, let's see how we are holding the mirror in front of us. You know, conveying your truth means to bring your past truth into your now. So if you guys want to talk about anything, call in 319-527-6756. Press 1 and let's chat about it. Let's chat about some things. So one of the things that I also wanted to talk to you about is the upcoming show, right? You guys definitely want to tune into this. And it's called Help, I've Fallen and I Definitely Cannot Get Up. Some you don't want to miss. So tune in next Monday at 7:30. We're going to talk about that. But let's continue, right? Let's continue talking about some other things. Like, you guys, what's going on in your life right now, right? Do you feel alone? Do you feel empty? We can even talk about how God has blessed you. Where have you come from, right? I'll share a little bit. God has blessed my whole life. Like, being connected to loveradionetwork.com is the best thing that God has ever did for me. It allows me to convey my truth. It allows me to hold the mirror up and realize that I wasn't all of that, that I still needed to work on myself, right? I was tired of holding everything in, so I needed to bring it to the light. So if you guys want to bring anything to the light, if you want to be set free, call in at 319-527-6756. Press 1. And come into the green room and let's convey our truth. Let's talk about it. Anything that you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. We're going to share some things. My pastor would say, we want to be set free, right? We want to be set free in different areas, right? And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You don't have to use your own name. You can call in anonymous and be like, yo, this pops. you could get the rap. You can do whatever you want to do. We could talk about it. You know, just because I'm on here airing my dirty laundry and I'm telling y'all my business, right? You know, I'm up front, right? I tell people, I tell the truth and shame the devil. So just because everyone knows I'm Miss Low and I done been through some things, don't be afraid to convey your truth, right? So I want you guys to call in at 319-527-6756 and press 1. Come on into the green room and let's have a conversation. Let's definitely talk about some things, okay? Anything that you guys want to talk about. So we was talking about a man's pain. I need a man to call in and just talk about some things. You know, what you dealing with, you know, whether it be your kids, your baby mama, because I did a show called Child Support 101, right? A lot of women should have definitely tuned in because it talks about how we as women, we are forced to put men on child support. And then you have some of them women who do it spitefully. You know, you don't want him to be the best version of himself, and maybe he's moved on. You know, maybe he's dealing with some other things. So you're going to run down there and put him on child support. So I want the men to call in and tell me, what do you feel about being on child support? This is the greatest opportunity, you guys. I'm telling you, you definitely need to call in at 319-527-6756. Press 1. Come on into the green room and let's convey our truth. Men, how do you feel about being on child support? Because there's going to be a show where we have a child support part 2, right? So tell me your thoughts. Do you feel it's okay for you to be on child support? Or would you like to be taken off? Because you got some women that's like me that now that I'm older, it doesn't really matter. As long as the father is taking care of the children, just, you know, child support can be in two different directions, right? You can be forcibly put on it or vindictively put on it. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call in and just convey your truth, right? So that's the show we talked about with child support. So I'm definitely waiting for the men to call in and talk about that. I want the ladies to call in and just tell me if you dealing with anything when you have doing everything that you feel is best and your spouse is not doing the right thing. You understand me? So these are key points because as ladies, when we are dealing with men, we have to remember that we are God-fearing women. Right? We are a Proverbs 31 woman. So if you are in a dating phase, you absolutely need to learn how to be a woman, a God-fearing woman. We need to know what God says about a wife, right? How are we being girlfriends and we don't know what God said a wife is supposed to be? We don't want to get stuck being a girlfriend. We want to be able to become a wife. But that comes with some things. That comes with praying over your significant other, asking God to, you know, give him peace in situations. We don't want to make it hard for him, right? We want to show him that we can be a wife. I have another caller in the green room. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Marcelle.
Hi, Marcelle. How
I called in kind of late. I'm doing pretty good. And how about you? I'm blessed by the best.
No,
and
you're
one
fine.
Thing, yeah, and one thing I will like to ask to that, even though I didn't listen to the whole thing, something else that came up. But
okay.
Remember, as they want us to be good wives, they have to also be good husbands. You don't ever have it one side, and maybe I missed the first part of it. But if you're not doing the same for me, you don't expect me to do the same for you. I understand that we were took from the rib of a man, but at the same time, we are women.
That's
so
true.
So you have to put both sides out there, not just one side, because the man is not dominated. He's just a man, just like we are the woman. We birth the children, we feed them, we raise them, we take them to school. We do it all. Yes, they work 8 hours, but our work never stops, because when a kid woke up in the middle of the night, guess who they're screaming for?
That's true.
And guess what?
That's
we get up and we go to them. So don't make a man ever think he's more important than a woman, because he's not. That's why he's your partner in life.
Well,
it's not one sided. It's two sides to it. And what you said was
true
also.
But
so I'm not disputing what you said. But remember, don't let one party be more important than the next party in the relationship. That's how they last. Because we got to be equal in this.
Yes, you definitely
and most
have
families,
to be. You know.
It's two people working. So
I definitely appreciate your comment, Marcelle. That brings good points, right? It's all
mm-hmm.
about biblically teaching as well. You know, women
mm-hmm.
forget that we don't know how to respect a man. So if we want the man to respect us as well, we definitely have to show respect. So I get your point of view as well. It is two sides. It's two sides.
Of course.
I definitely
appreciate
that.
Of course, it's always because,
comment.
Like I say, without Eve, there would be no more children. Adam ate fantastic. But guess what? Don't ever make them think they're more important than a woman. Because we are just as important. And that's how a relationship works, because I'm going to respect you, and I want you, and I'm going to demand my respect. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or in between on that.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. So I definitely appreciate your call. I so thank you for calling in. Do you have any other comments or concerns?
No,
how's your day going?
I like your podcast, and I've been blessed. I've been blessed, and I can't complain too much about anything. And if we all did complain, we'd be complaining all day long. So if every morning, read my Bible, get on my knees, say my prayers, get up and get ready for my day. But I talk to God during the whole day, He's always there, and he's always there for me to talk to.
Can I introduce
always.
You?
And I appreciate him.
Mm-hmm. Can I introduce you?
Of course.
I want everybody to know this is my kid's grandmother. She has been in my life since I was 14 years old. And when I say I gave her the blues, I gave her the blues. But I definitely love her whole life. I so thank her for calling in and just checking me out, listening to me. She has given me great advice. One of the things she said to me when I was 18, I used to come in fussing a lot about my baby daddy, right? And she would say, she called me Sneak. She would say, Sneak, if you don't see it, don't come in here accusing. Just, you have to be able to see things. And as I got older, it stuck with me because I was so busy fighting battles that didn't need to be fought. So I definitely appreciate her. I appreciate her for calling and checking me out and just giving me great feedback and just listening to me and seeing my growth. So I definitely appreciate her and I thank her.
And let them know you gave me the blues, but I handled it, every piece of it. Every piece of it I handled. And so the simple fact, when you love somebody, you respect them, you listen to them, and you don't ever listen to God. That's it.
Thank you so much, and I love your whole life. And
uh-huh.
Thank you for
okay, and I love yours, too.
Okay. Family, this show is off the chain, you guys. You definitely got to call in and just start conveying your truth. Like, this is real deep laugh stuff, y'all. We telling the truth and shaming the devil, right? Call in at 319-527-6756. Press 1 and come on in the green room. Let's share. Like, this is what we do, family. We're going to have some biblical teaching. We're going to talk about our past. We're going to talk about our now. And we're going to bring them together, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil is the motto. Guys, we got 3 minutes left. So I need you guys to definitely pick up them phones, call on in, and let's convey our truth. Let's talk about it. 319-527-6756. Press 1 and come on in the green room. So family, let's talk about children, right? How do we, because the Bible says many things about children. And if you like me, I got a daughter that's very biblical, right? You gonna throw something at her, she gonna throw it back. So I'm one of those parents and I say, well, the Bible says that children should honor thy mother and thy father. And she'll say, well, Ma, the Bible also says that parents should be slow to make their children angry, right? So I'll tell the truth and shame the devil. If don't nobody want to get naked, I'll get naked for y'all. I used to be real angry. I'm pushing buttons. I'm pushing kid buttons. You know, I was raised in an era where you do what I say. Children are to be seen and not heard, right? Uh-oh, I got another call in the green room. We'll come back to that topic, y'all. Hello, you're tuned in to Love Radio Network. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hey.
Is
who is this?
Hello. This
hey.
Is Tika. How are you?
Hi, Tika. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm great. I just got off work, so I was trying to call real quick before you went off. I got a question.
Okay, girlfriend. What's the question?
This is regarding a man's pain.
Okay.
How, like, a man doesn't, like, themselves acknowledge that pain or verbalize it to you. How are you supposed to, like, recognize it and be able to acknowledge it and, you know, work through it with them if they don't actually, like, say it themselves?
You got to kind of know your man, right? You got to kind of know when he is going through some things. And you got to kind of be at peace a little bit. See, men aren't as vocal as we are. They're going to shut down, right? So when you see him shift in a different way, when you see him drawing away from you or a situation, you got to kind of step back, ask God to lead you in the right direction. And when I say that, we got to learn how to speak to him. Just because he is withdrew don't mean we go in attack mode, right? So if you have a man that isn't able to really convey his truth to you, you got to kind of go in easy. Babe, is there anything that you want to talk to or talk about? I mean, I'm sorry. What can we talk about? Ask them how is they going, and you might open up a door for a conversation that you was expecting. Does that kind of touch bases on your question?
Yes. Yes. Pay attention. Pay attention is what I got out of it. Like,
I'm sorry. Say it again. I didn't hear you.
I said, yes, I got out of it like this. You got to pay attention to your man. You got to be able to know.
Pay attention to him because, you know, we very vocal. When we hurt, we telling him, you hurt us. And we mad at him. But when he hurt us, what we do? We going to tell him, right? He ain't telling us. He going to do something else. He might be on his phone. He might be playing his game. He might say, I'm going to be back. But when he say, I'm going to be back, allow him to leave and get some space. Don't chase him out the door. Don't say, go, come back. Let him get some air, right?
Right.
So I thank you for calling in. If you have any more questions or concerns, definitely, Sika, definitely call back in and chat.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Love you bunches. Next caller.
Later.
Later. Who's on the line?
Hello, this is Nell.
Hi, what's your name? I'm sorry.
Nell.
Hi, Nell. How are you? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain, babe. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and say how proud I am of you.
Everything
that's going on.
Well, thank you. I definitely have to introduce Nell. Nell has been my friend since I was like 13 working at SeaWorld. Like, this is my best friend from Ohio. Love her whole life, was in the trenches with me. So I definitely appreciate you calling. She definitely has seen me go through some things, right? We done did some things together.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen.
So I super thank you for calling in and loving on your girl, Miss Lowe. It's greatly appreciated.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Yes. And definitely, yes. You guys, I want you guys to email me at conveyingyourtruth2024@gmail.com. I want you guys to continue to just share your thoughts, share your past pain, share your dreams, right? We are conveying our truth. So I definitely thank you for calling in. I thank everybody for calling in and just conveying your truth, right? Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. So I don't know if we're out of time, but I'm definitely still taking callers at 319-527-6756. Press 1 and come on into the green room. Come on into the green room. Conveying your truth is what we are doing. We are telling our truth, right? Telling the truth and shaming the devil. See, the devil gets mad. The devil gets mad when we tell our truth, right? So I definitely want you guys for the rest of the week to convey your truth. Stand in front of that mirror and say, Satan, you have no authority over my life. You have no authority over my mind. Get thee behind me, right? And I want you guys to continue to tune in to conveying your truth, getting into it with Miss Lowe, right here at loveradionetwork.com. I thank everybody that called in. I thank everybody that listened. And this is only the beginning. We are going to continue to tell our truth, convey it, okay? God bless you, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next Monday at 7:30. Be blessed.
Only one night though, only one night though, only one night though. Joy comes in the morning. 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 Feel this thing. Joy comes in the morning. Feel. I can see your brand new day. I can see your brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day. I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up.
that you try. Only one night though. Try to make sure that you try. Only one night though. If you share, make sure that you stay. Only one night though. Only one night though.